May I speak in the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Preach at cathedral evensong, I'm told. So I go and do some research. What shall I preach about? And some friends said, well, there are all sorts of things, but keep it simple. Reflect on the scriptures. So I looked up the scriptures for today, and I rejoiced, and I hope that my joy might also be your joy, that we had Psalm 139. Lord, you have sought me out and know me. You know my rising up and my lying down. Every single thought that I have, the Lord knows, and it is wonderful. Having said that, the Lord knows so much about me, I can't live up to it. So where can I go? But the Lord is always there. I think it's a wonderful, wonderful psalm. If ever you're feeling low, if ever you're not sure where you are in life, just know that God knows and it's great. So I thought, lovely. I'm doing all right here. Psalm 139. I could go on that for ages. The precentor may have something to say about that, but I'll rein it in. So I turned and saw what was next. Proverbs. Well, Proverbs, sometimes it's a little bit of a lottery what you might get. You might get something that's quite obscure and difficult to live up to. But today, we're doing all right. Trust in the Lord. Honour him. Follow his wisdom. And if you need a bit of reproof, take it. Okay, that's not quite so easy to live with. I don't know about you, but being told off is not something I relish. But I suppose if the Lord's going to help me be all I can be, so that he can really know me in my fullness, then I'll take that. Then I turned to John, the letters of, and my heart sank. Because if you're good, you're good. And if you're not, you're not. I struggle with that. I think I'm like most people. Hopefully I'm like you and you're like me. I'm good some of the time. I don't intend to be bad some of the time, but I manage it quite well. But I'm not certainly good all the time. Does this mean I can't be, as John describes there, a child of God, if that's what I'm called to be? It doesn't pull any punches. Everyone who commits sin is a child of the devil. Thank you. I know through my faith that I do commit sin. I don't get things right all the time, but I thought that's what the love of God was about. That says, my child, you've got it wrong again. It doesn't matter. Come to me. Let's sort it out. You have potential. So where am I going with this? How can I deal with the fact that all of a sudden I seem to be in a black and white world, which I know to be grey? I think if you hold all of the scripture given us today together in tension, you find a way forward. God knows each and every one of us. He made us down to the smallest thing about us. He knows where we can follow him and get it right. He knows where we can make an absolute hash of things. He gives us wisdom to explore, to be who we can be, to be me in a world where we should be we, but me being me makes me part of we. But in order to be more than just me, I have to be aware of other people and fit in. I have to not always put myself forward. I have to see what we have together. And that's where God's guidance and love and commandments come in, to give us that framework by which we can be alongside each other, love each other, love ourselves and love God, while exploring what it is to be an individual in amongst that corporate body. Yes, if I sin and I put a barrier between me and God, then I become a child of the devil. But that's not the end of it, because we are called to be children of God. So if I listen, if I explore what God is calling me to be, and I open myself up to his love, then yes, I can return to the fold. I can be a child of God. Wherever I go, God's word is alongside me. His love is there. Psalm 139 is not annulled by the letters from John. but instead they work together to give us a framework to explore what it is to be human, what it is to be that wonderful creation from God, and yet to have mind both for him and each other. In a world that calls us to be individuals, sometimes it's hard to see the corporate. But our scriptures today, however challenging, help us to be together, individuals made by God and loved by him, and yet the body of Christ, also known by God and loved by him. What I thought when I turned beyond Psalm 139 to be more of a challenge, I've actually found to be wonderful, to be full of God's hope, and I hope it is for you too, in this world that can be so challenging. Amen.